vis-à-vis Ash'ar of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sabr Tullahi, the title Tere Ashiqo Medina, Tere Ashiqo Mimarna, to love and to die among the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zista ka sahara, tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zista ka sahara, tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna, meri zindagi ka hasil, hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, hai isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna, meri zindagi ka hasil, ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa, ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa, meri jaan na tawa ka, tere gham pe sabr karna, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna, meri zindagi ka hasil, ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye hai tera jazba pinha, ye teri ata hai ya rab, ye hai tera jazba pinha, mera nala hai nadamat, tere sang dar pe karna, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo me jeena,
تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، ہے یہی میری تلافی، ہے یہی میری تلافی، ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا۔ Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الله بعد. Friends, these are the ashar of a true and a great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora, Hazrat Shah Malana Muhammad Akim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who tried his whole life from a very, very young age in this path of seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and putting his feet in this path of traversing and finding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a very, very young age, he spent his youth in the company of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah ali. Thereafter, with Hazrat Shah Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah ali. And in these couplets, really an encyclopedia, an ocean of the object of life. His 84 years of life has put it in these poems for a person like me with a heart like a rock to really understand what life is all about. That what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me into this world for? He said that he entitled it Tere Aashiqo Me Jina, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. That Allah, the sum total of my life is to live amongst those who love you. They love for your sake and they die for your sake. That whatever they do at every step, the object of life is that hum apne Rab ko ek second ke liye bhi naraaz na kare. As we learn here always, our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Mirtazullah Ali teaches us that one time an abaya, a robe was sewn for Hazrat Shah Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And when they were putting it on for him just to measure, just to take a measurement, it went below the ankles. Immediately he became restless and he said, "It's called Nikalo, Nikalo, take it off, take it off." And he said, "Hazrat, we're only taking a measurement." He said, "What if my life has to come out? What if I have to die in that one moment when this garment was below my ankle?" So this was the object of their life. That they do not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a split second. He said that "Main jahan bhi rahu, jis fiza mein rahu." In whichever environment I may live in, wherever I may be, whoever may be around me, I may be on the surface of the earth, I may be in the air in an aeroplane, I may be on the waters in a ship, wherever I may be, O Allah, my taqwa must not break. My Allah consciousness, my thought of you, that must not cease. This was the object of the life. And that's what he is teaching us. May God that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses it to me first and to everybody else. That we learn here that when I'm speaking to somebody, then before my voice reaches you, it is reaching my ears. So I must take lesson first. Before I can point a finger at anybody else, free up for pointing at me. So Allah give me tawfiq of understanding what Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali Rahmatullah is really teaching us here. Hazrat Allah Rahmatullah Ali says that, "Hey, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna." That we are insan, that every opportunity comes in life. Those moments come when a person can transgress the limit and fall into sin. Then, O Allah, it is only in this way is it possible that we go through this journey of life. That sometimes it happens that al insan murakkabun min al khat wa nisyan. Insan, we are an embodiment. We make sin, we falter, we make mistakes. Then, O Allah, when this happens, then we turn towards you. That you forgive us. That, O Allah, you overlook our mistakes. And in everything, all the du'as, Rabbana ighfir lana, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, all this we'll see. We're always asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, forgive us. We are insan, we make mistakes, we falter, we err. Then we can only pass through the journey of life in this way. That constantly, O Allah, we ask you for your forgiveness. Kabhi dil se shukr karna. And O Allah, when you give us the opportunity of doing good, that now you brought us to the masjid, that we read our Isha Salah with Jamaat. Now we are in such a Mubarak Majlis where the angels have surrounded us, where we are being encompassed in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, O Allah, when these opportunities come, then it is not from my side. Ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah. Whatever goodness comes to you, whatever good, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah, when these opportunities come that we obey you and we do something which pleases you, then we thank you that, O Allah, this bounty is from you. It's not from me. It's not my ability. It's not that I did it. So when I falter, then, O Allah, I turn towards you. And when you give me tawfiq of doing something good, then oh Allah, I thank you because everything is from you. Hazrat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fadl karna. That oh Allah, this journey of life, that I lead it and I spend it in such a way that I am always concerned about your pleasure, about your happiness, that I don't displease you. Teri rada mein jeena, that I love only to please you. Or teri rada mein marna, that when the opportunity comes to displease you, then Allah, I stay away from it. As if I kill myself. That whatever happens, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, that lomri manano bano, don't become a fox. When the opportunity comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then speak to yourself and address your heart and say, main tera khoon nikalunga. I will become a lion and I will kill you. Oh my nafs, oh my this desire to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will kill you, I will drink your blood, but I won't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to say, as if I will kill myself. So to live in the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to die for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meri abdiyat be ya rab, oh Allah, this that I am your servant, ye hai tera fadl karna, it is only you who makes this possible. Ye hai tera fadl, it is your gift, it is your benevolence, oh Allah, it is your mercy that this happens. Yehi aashikul ka seva, yehi aashikul ki aadat, kabhi girya wa buka hai, kabhi aah hai sar barna. That the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you see their whole life, this is their way of life. This is their culture, this is their trait, this is their habit, this is their way of life. That sometimes crying in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua, girya wa buka, crying and sobbing in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes taking a deep sigh, that oh Allah, those moments, what we are taught, that in Jannah the only regret and remorse that a person will have will be those moments in which he did not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, sometimes a person takes a deep sigh, and we learn here always that sigh, that ah, Allah has put it into his name. When we say Allah, in every other language you can take God's name and Yara and whatever the case may be, but when it comes to us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that name of his, in which he included our ah, that we take the deep sigh that, oh Allah, I'm so many years old, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, what did I do with my life? Ah, Allah, how did it go? How I destroyed myself? Oh Allah, show mercy upon me. Yehi ishqi alamat, yehi ishqi zamanat. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. This is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is his symbol. This is his guarantee that sometimes a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally and he takes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. Says afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah, and it means la ilaha illallah, and it takes Allah's name, Allah, Allah, Allah. And as our Shaykh says, then when you go into that ecstasy and you say a ilahumma Allah, is there another God besides Allah? Allahu khayrun amma yushrikun. All that, and you take Allah's name, and what you're verbally you're taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. And sometimes it happens that you're sitting and the eyes are just welling, the tears are just coming out, and the person is now in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His tongue is not moving, he's not uttering a single word, but he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those moments are very, very dear. And those are the moments that will really come to a person's avail on the day of Qiyamah. Allah bless it to me, first of all, and to everybody else. Then Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, that the sum total of my life and the support of my existence, that why am I in this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also posed that question to us, that do you think we created you without any purpose and without any object? Then what is that sum total? What is that object? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send me into this world? Tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. That Allah, I love amongst your lovers, and I die amongst your lovers. Just in the week, Hazrat Mullah Abdul Muhyid Sahib Maddazillah Ali mentioned, he said that Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala was on his deathbed, about to leave this dunya, then he was wailing and crying, and people asked him, that, why are you crying? He said, for two reasons. One is that now I will be missing the company of the pious and the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be departing. And one is I will be missing those moments when I wake up for tahajjud and it is only Allah and myself. These are the two reasons that make me cry. So Hazrat Rahmatullah is saying the same thing, that this is the sum total of my life, that I live amongst your lovers and I die amongst your lovers. Because the type of company that a person will keep, that is what is going to come onto a person. That is what is going to rub off onto a person. A glass of water, we always say, that if you take it and put it onto a stove, it will boil. And if you take the same glass of water and put it into a fridge, it will become cold. And the same glass of water you put into a freezer is going to freeze and become ice. The type of environment that a person is going to stay in, that is what is going to become of a person. So this is the sum total of my life. And the object of my life, that I should live amongst your lovers and I should die amongst your lovers. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi. Tera dard kya hai, Rab, ya Rab? Allah, I didn't know what is this pain of your love. The pain that comes into the heart because of your love, that when the opportunity comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I stay away from it. And then a person feels that regret and that remorse. But what pleasure it brings to a person that I stayed away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I didn't know what it was. Where did I learn it? Tere aashiqo se sikha. Tere singe dar pe marna. When we stayed in the company of your lovers, then there we learned how to really sacrifice ourselves at your threshold. That come what may, Allah, we will live for you, we will die for you, but we will not disobey you. Then Hazratullah Rahmatullah says, Ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa, meri jaan natawa ka, tere gham pe sabr karna. That, oh Allah, this is your favor upon us. This is your gift. It is something that you give towards us. It is your favor upon us. It's your compassion that a weakling like me, that I stay away from your disobedience and I make sabr upon it. As we learn here, that sabr is of many types and of many levels. The best and the highest of them all is to move away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to have no regret upon it. You have no that I could have done this. A person doesn't take pleasure in the wrongs that he had committed in the past. In fact, now he shows remorse and regret, and he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Karisab so beautifully rendered, right at the end, the couplet in which Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, that, oh Allah, my jurm, my mistakes, my faults, you overlook them. You overlook them. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe panha. Oh Allah, this is a gift from you. This is your favor. This is your favor upon us. It is something that is hidden, that magnetic force with which you are pulling us towards you. Otherwise, what is it? Rahmatullah said that this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we go for Hajj, Umrah. That is favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye unka karam hai ke unka haram mere samne aaya. That it's not me that I went. Oh Allah, you brought me here. Allah, you made it possible. Otherwise, where me? Where Kaaba Sharif? Where Makkah Sharif? Where Medina Sharif? Where Rauza Paak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where these feet and these limbs, where I walked and where I tread throughout my life? You brought me here. Allah, this is your favor. Let that, oh Allah, this is your favor that you pull us towards you. You make us aware. You take us to the company of your lovers so that our blind eyes can be opened up. Our spiritual eyes, the eyes of the heart can open up. And we can see and realize what the purpose of life is. That why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why you sent us into this world. This is your favor upon us. Ki mere nala e nadamat tere sange dar pe karna. That when I turn towards you and I shed tears and I show remorse and I regret and sadness and grief. That, oh Allah, what did I do? How could I have done something like that? When this realization comes to me, then, oh Allah, this is also your favor. It is from you. That is why we always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana ghfir lana. Oh Allah, forgive us. Asrathabbit aghdamana. Oh Allah, keep our feet steadfast. Because everything is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the ability of any individual. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Mera har khata pe rona. Hey, yehi meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa. Mera jurm afu karna. Oh Allah, for me to cry and sob and show regret and remorse over every fault of mine, big or small, intentional or unintentional, committed by day or by night, alone or together with others. Allah, every sin of mine, that I cry over it and I show regret and I beg you for your mercy and I beg you for your forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, overlook my faults. Oh Allah, pardon me. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Teri shan jazb hai ye, teri banda parwari hai, mere jaan aur dil ka tujhko ہمارا وقت یاد کرنا. دیٹ اوور اللہ دیٹ آئی ریمبر یو آل دا ٹائم دیٹ ایوری حضرت اسپریس سو مچ اینڈ ٹیچرز اس دیٹ دی مسنون دعاز ویک اپ ان دا مارننگ ریڈ دا دعا ایٹنگ ٹائم سے بسم اللہ وائل ایٹنگ الحمد للہ آفٹر ایٹنگ دا دعا آفٹر ایٹنگ دا دعا آفٹر ڈرنکنگ واٹر دعاز وائل میکنگ وضو دعا وین گیٹنگ ان ٹو دا کار دعا وین ویئرنگ اوور کلوز ریئلی دس ول بیکم سیکنڈ نیچر اٹ از ناٹ سو ڈیفیکلٹ اف وی میک اے جسٹ اے لٹل بٹ آف ایفرٹ اینڈ وی ریڈ آل دیز دعاز اٹ از فار آور بینیفٹ اینڈ دیز آر دا تھنگز دیٹ آر گوئنگ ٹو کم ٹو آور ویل ان دا خبر ان دا آخر اللہ گیو اس توفیق سو اللہ آل دا ٹائم دیٹ آئی ریمبر یو You give me the tawfiq that my tongue be moist with your remembrance and taking your name all the time. Ye teri shan jazb hai. This is your shan of how you pray. This is the way in which you show compassion upon your servants, upon weaklings like us. Others, oh Allah, what are we worth? We are worth nothing. We are absolutely nothing. It's only your favor. Then Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi, in the last couplet of the poem, he says, کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر حضرت اللہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ یوزنگ ہز اون نیم بٹ اے لیسن فار اس آل دس از اے لیسن فار ایچ اینڈ ایوری انڈیویجل ان دا ورلڈ دیٹ اف اینی باڈی فاؤنڈ دا کمپینین شپ آف دا لورز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ دیٹ ان ٹرو ایسنس اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا یو ول لرن ہاؤ ٹو لو ہز لائف اینڈ یو ول لرن ہاؤ ٹو ڈائی In other words, you will learn how to be obedient to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to sacrifice himself for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bless it to me first of all, to everybody else. That is why we have come for this weekend, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up our hearts and we can take this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, that it guides us along in our entire life at every step and at every journey.